Mishnayis, Psochim, Pedik, Tes, Lilu Nishmas, Sorarelke, Basarab Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Acharin Shal Pesach Ha'alofim Tavshinayin, and this is learned Lilu Nishmosa, Tehei Nishmosa Tzrura, B'Tzrei Rachayim. Mishnah Aleph. Misha Ha'yetome B'derech Rechayka, if a person was unclean, or he was in a distant way, and he hadn't made the first Korban Pesach in the month of Nisan, Yase Sasheni, he should make the second Korban Pesach in Ir Shagag. What happens if he forgot to make the Korban Pesach? Oinenes, or it happened something, an oines, a reason that he could not make Veloyosa Sarishain, and he did not make the first Korban Pesach. Yase Sasheni, he should make the second Korban Pesach. Imkein, if so, that if you forget or you can't make the first Korban Pesach, you make the second one. Lama Nemar, why does it say in the Torah, Tomei Oishahi B'derech Rechayka, that if one is unclean or he was in a distant way, you are permitted to make the second Korban Pesach, when the halacha is that even one is just a Shogeg or an Oines, he also is going to make the second Korban Pesach? So the Mishnah answers, She'ein Peturim HaKodes, these, the Tamei, or one who was in a distant way, if they did not make the second Korban Pesach, they don't get Kodes. But Ve'elu Chayovim Behi Kodes. However, these, one who is an accident, or one who is an Oines against his will, if they also didn't make the second Korban Pesach, then they get Kodes. Says the Bartanura, Misha Yotame Chulu, and then he says, because She'elu Peturim Me'akoris, the difference between one who was Tame or Bederech Rechoika, they are Bipotter Me'akoris, says the Bartanura, She'elu Peturim Me'akoris. Hatome Oishahoye Bederech Rechoika, one who was unclean or he was in a distance way, Patron Hakosuv Milasis Pesach Rishen, the Torah has exempted them from making the first Pesach V'akar Kodes B'Pesach Rishenhu. V'ikir Kodes Pesach Rishenhu. The main Kodes is by the first Korban Pesach. The Fikachim Le'osu Pesach Sheni, if they didn't do the Pesach Sheni, Peturin Min HaKodes, they will be exempt from the Kodes. Ha'elu V'elu Chayovim B'Kodes, but the other people, the one Shegigor and Enas, they will be Chayiv in Kodes if they didn't make the second one. Shogag Oyha Oines, the one who accidentally, or the one against his will, Chayovim Hoyu B'Pesach Rishon, they were really obligated in the first Pesach. Ela Shashgoga V'Oines Ikvosom, but their mistake and their situation of Oines, a mishap that prevented them, Ikvosom, that prevented them, but when they were intentional in not making the second Pesach, chayovim bihi kodes, so that's why they're guilty of kodes. Kedeksiv, as it's written, the pasuk midbar tes, v'ish asher hu toher, a man that was clean, uvaderech loy hoya, and he was not on the way, v'chod lasis a pesach, and he did not do the Pesach, davinichrasa. Is mashma, it seems, that kol shar shgogos va'insin, that all on all other accidents or mishaps, she'iru berishen, that happened the first one, chutz mitome v'derech rechoika, with the exception of being defiled or in a distant place, chayovim kodes, they would be guilty of kodes, im loy osu pesach sheni, if they didn't make a second pesach b'mezit, mashen kein, the even if B'mezid they didn't do the second Pesach, still there would be no Kodes. Mishnah Beis. Eizo Yiderech Rechayka, what is constitute a far way min HaMedin L'chutz, that if he was on the other side from the place of Medin at the time that they were sacrificing the Korban Pesach, from Yerushalayim to Medin, there was about 15 Tchum Shabbos, 15 times 2,000 mil. Kimidosa Luchol Ruach, and just as to the section from Yerushalayim, the distance from Yerushalayim to Medina, in that section, likewise we counted the distance to each side of Yerushalayim. So if a person was an Erev Pesach at the time that they sacrificed the Korban Pesach, distant from Yerushalayim 15 times the Tchum Shabbos, that's considered a distant place. That's Derech Rechoka. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar says, Mi askufas ha'azaru l'chutz. Even if one was at the night, was close to Yerushalayim, sorry, even if one was close to Yerushalayim, but he was sick that he could not come to the edge of the Azara, of the courtyard, at night, you know, till nighttime, the time of the Korban Pesach, that also would be considered, that also constitutes a distant way, because he couldn't make it over there. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, Lefikoch Nokud Al Hay. Therefore, the letter Hay, from the word Rechoika, has a dot. Loimar, to tell you, it's not because it is really far away. That's why you make the second Pesach. Elam is kufas azara luchutz. But even if he's on the other side of the entrance to the azara, or the iskufa, the threshold of the azara, but he was not able to enter, that also constitutes a far place. Says the Bar Tanura, that Rabbi Kiva brought down, he says that min ha-medinu l'chutz. Says the Bar Tanura, shem mokim rochik mirushalayim. That's a place that was distant from Yerushalayim, halach tes vav milin. The distance of 15 milin, and v'hushir mahalach odem beinuni, that is the amount that an average person would walk b'yemi nisan b'yemi tishrei, on the days of nisan and the days of tishrei, shayyam v'alele shavim, in which the days and the night are equal length, manitzachamad bein harboim, from starting from when the sun sprouts until sunset, shushas hakrovas akorban, which is the time of akrovas akorban. So it means if the person started walking from the sun sprouting, which is when he started walking, he would not make it, or he would just make it from that point on, he would make it to the time of the sacrificing of the korban. So this constitutes a derech rechoka, and he would be exempt from bringing the korban pesach. But the Rabbi Elazar says, "Mi iskufas ha'azoru luchutz." He says, from the threshold of the Azor outside. Afilu, says the Bar Tanura, ha-yakariv l'Yerushalayim. Even if he was close to Yerushalayim, v'chola, and he got sick, v'nis akiv, and he was delayed, v'lo yikia, and he didn't reach l'iskufas ha-Azor, to the threshold of the Azor, ad soif shas akrav ha-Korban, until the end of the time that they sacrificed the Korban, nidin kidin b'din derech l'chayka, he is also judged with the laws of being in a distant place. But Rabbi Akiva's sover, and according to Rabbi Akiva's view, he holds she'ein lo ela din nenes, that he only gets the rule that we apply to him is the rule of one who was had a mishap and couldn't get aval lo din derech rechek, but he doesn't get the halacha of being in a distant land, a distant way. Ha'il v'ha'il min ha-medinu l'fnim, since he was from the Medina inside. And we already learned that that there's a difference whether you'd be chayv kares if you don't make the second Pesach intentionally, whether you get the exemption of derech rechoka or just oinus. It says v'alocha k'Rabbi Akiva, that the aloch is like Rabbi Akiva, that that once you're you have to be min ha'din l'chutz in order to qualify for derech rechoka and not have to bring the korban. Rabbi Yossi says therefore lefikach nokod al Al-Hay, of the word, says the Bar Tanura, Shel Rechoika, that's distant, that you don't have to be really far, but the Skufas or Al-Chutz. Says the Bar Tanura, Anisha Maiti, Lidresh, I heard to expound, Rochik Mamish, Rochik when Chomish Amos makes Skufas Azorah, that he has to be distant 5 Amos, the Nokod on the Hay, 5 Amos from Skufas Azorah. Shafilu ain't a rochik el chomish amos levad. That even if he's only distant 5 amos alone, the seif shas hakrove hakorban, on the end of the time that he sacrificed the korban is nidin bedin derech rechoyko, then he is judged with the law of a derech rechoyko. So that is five ames from the iskufas azor, any difference from the previous opinion in which he stated that even iskufas azor itself is considered derech rechoyko. Mishnah Gimel. What is the difference between the first and the second Korban Pesach? The first Korban Pesach, by the first Korban Pesach, there were not permitted to be any chametz, neither seen nor found. But by the second Korban Pesach, a matzah with chametz can be in the house together with the Korban Pesach in the house. The first Korban Pesach, you need to say halal when you eat them. And the Korban Pesach in the month of Iyar, the second Korban Pesach does not require halal when you eat it. However, the first one and the second one, you do say the halal when you make it. And both are eaten roasted. You eat it with matzah and with the bitter herbs, the mortar. And they both push away the Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan and the 14th of Iyar, if it comes on Shabbos, so then you do the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura that what's the difference between the original Sheni? He says the first one it's prohibited by Rabbi Matzah, but the Sheni is chametz u'matzah imei b'bayis. You can have chametz matzah in the house at the time together with the Korban Pesach. Diksi, because it says v'midbar tes k'chol chukas ha'pesach yasu oisei, that you should do as all the statues of the Pesach you should make him. Mashma, so that has the understanding mitzvahs shebegufay, those commandments which are connected to the body of the Korban Kigoyim, like for example tzli roasted and matzahs u'marorim, and also that it should be eaten together with matzahs u'maror, yechlu oisim oiso, that we do kichol chukas ha'pesach, as all the statue of the Pesach. Avol mitzvahs she'al gufoy mimokim achar, but mitzvahs that are on top, upon the body of the Korban Pesach, but they come from elsewhere, they're not connected to the Korban itself, kigoyim. Like for example, tashbisu se'oir, that you should remove the sourdough v'lo yishchat al chametz, and not to shecht while you have chametz. Ein oisin neisu kichol chukas ha'pesach, that is not done as all the statues of the Pesach. It has its own halacha. And then the other difference is that harishin ton halal ba'achilosei, by the first Korban Pesach, when you eat it, you have to say the halal chulak yediksiv, as the verse says in Yishai Lamed, hashir yiyeh lochem kelel hiskadesh chag, the song should be to you and the night as the night when the holiday is sanctified. Leil hamakudesh lechag, the night which is sanctified for the holiday, shu pesach rishin, which is the first pesach ton halal, that needs halal. Hashir yiyeh lochem, but one who is not sanctified as a holiday, any tolan halal, that does not require the halal. Zevizet unim halal b'lasi yosum, both of them are require halal, and when you make them, the laila mid kro mishir, because the Torah says the nighttime kileil, but the night, but lo yom lo mir, but the daytime, the halal we say in daytime, that has not been excluded. Mishnah Dalet, HaPesach Shebo Betumah, the Pesach sacrifice that is made when you are Tamei, Loi Yoichlu Mimenu, should not eat from him, Zovim V'Zovis Nidus V'Yoldis, not a Zov, and not a Zova, and not a Nida, and not a woman who gave birth, V'im Ochlu, and if they ate, Pisturim Mikoris, they are exempt from kodesh. Rabbi Ezer Poiter Afal Bias Migdash. Rabbi Ezer says. Rabbi Ezer Eimer. Rabbi Ezer says as Rabbi Ezer says that the zovin and the zovis and the nidus v'yeldis even if they entered in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, when the Korban Pesach was made, and they were Tomei, they still don't get the Koras. See the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says that the Pesach that is brought with Tumah, still the Zovin, these Yodos should need for it. Says the Bar Tanura, Leyechlu Men Zovin. The Gabe Tomei Lenefesh, because with regards to those who were Tomei because they touched a body, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ish, a man, the Darshinu Minei, so from this we learn, Ish Nidcha, that only if a individual is Tomei Lenefesh, then we push him off to the second Pesach, but Ve'ein Tzibur Nidochin, but the community, if there is a whole community, so we don't push him off, and therefore we could make the Korban Pesach. But even though they do the Korban Pesach Betumah, but nevertheless the other ones they don't eat. Aval Gabe Ziva, but with regards to Ziva, Av Tzibur Nidochim. So if they were Tomei because of Ziva, and even if there was a community Ziva, that also the Tzibur would be pushed away. But however, with regards to the case over here, since it's been pushed off and it's allowed only for the Tmei Nefesh, there is no reason to allow the Zovim and the Zovis and these Yeldis to eat it, because they are not Tomei. So even though they're they may be Tmei Meis, but they're not Tomei Ziva, Nidus and Yeldis, and that's why they shouldn't eat. However, this Mishnah said V'mochlu Paturim Mekoros, that if they did eat, they're exempt from Koros. Says the Bar Tanura, the Oichel Kochim Bitumas Aguf, when one who eats the holy the Karbonis while his body is impure, the Ksiv Vayikra Zayin, it says in Pesach, Kol Tor Yechol Basar, only clean people may eat the meat, V'samuch Lev HaNefesh Eshet Eichol Basar V'tumas Olav, and the Sartorius writes next to it, and the person that does eat the meat and he is Tomei, it says V'nichrasa, it'll be cut away. So basar hanechal l'tahirim, if it's the meat that is consumed for those who are pure, so then tmeim chayim alav mishum tuma. So then those who are tamei would be guilty for kares because of tuma. But v'she'enei nechal l'tahirim, but those who are not eaten to tahirim kigoyim pesach above tuma, since everybody else is also a tamei, ain't tmeim chayim alav mishum tuma. They're not chayiv for tuma. They don't get kares, although they're not supposed to eat it. But nevertheless, kares has been exempt. And Rabbi Lezer exempts them also afal bi'is mikdash. What he does, says the Bar Tanura, that Rabbi Lezer exempts them from coming Mikdash, Afal Bi'is Mikdash, Peter Hazovim VeHazovis, he exempts the Zovim and the Zovis, Im Nichnasu LeMikdash, Pturis. If they entered into the Mikdash, they will be exempt in a case, Sheha Pesach Nitcha Mipnei HaTuma, in the situation when the Korban Pesach was pushed away because of Tumah. So that all the people that were Tomei did enter into the Azara anyways, so they wouldn't get Kares because they are Zovim Mizovim, because the Ksiv, because it says in Mamid Beches, Veishalchu min ha-machne kol tzerua v'chol zov, that you sent away from the camp anybody who has leprosy or zov, v'chol Tomei l'nefesh. The Pasuk says also, and all those who are defiled to the nefesh, bizman shetmei meisim mishtalchim, at the time that you send away those who are defiled by meisim, so that's the time mishtalchim zov mitzrayim, mishtalchim zov mitzrayim mishtalchim. So then, those who are zov and those who are mitzrayim, they will be sent away. But ein tmei meisim mishtalchim. But if the tmei meisim are not sent away, because we said that they're actually going to bring the korban pesach betuma, because tuma iduchuy mitzibur, ein zov mitzrayim mishtalchim, they do not get sent away. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. However, the Tana Kama, the first Tana, Leidorish Lekra Allahochi, he doesn't learn the pasuk for this drasha, and according to him, that if you would go into the Beis Hamikdash while you're Tomei, the zovim, you would be chayav kores. The kula atzricha, because they all need it. He doesn't hold it as an extra pasuk. The machane sehem, like to their camps, and therefore it will be potter. But if you go into the mikdash, if the zovim, would go into the mikdash, they would be chayav kores. Mishneh hey. Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doiris. What was the difference between the Pesach that they brought in Egypt to the Pesach which was made every year? Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim ikhum ba'osa. The Korban Pesach that they brought in Egypt, they had to buy it by the 10th day in the month of Nisan. V'to'un hazo ba'gudas ezev ala mashkev v'asteh mezuzes. And you needed to spring the blood from the Korban Pesach with a bundle of ezev, small trees of the forest, and you were supposed to sprinkle it on the mashkev, on the lintel, and on the two sides posts of the door in which you place the mezuzah on, and the nechel b'chipazim b'layla achas, and it's eaten, you know, in a rush in one night. V'chimutze kol hayom, and the chametz was only prohibited for one day, for the day of the 15th. Mashenken u'Pesach Doiris, the Korban Pesach, which is made every year, noye kol shiva, you're not permitted to eat chametz for the entire 7 days. Zog de bar tenura, that the difference between the Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris, it says that the Pesach Mitzrayim was laila achas, u'Pesach Doiris noye kol shiva. That it's all seven. So the batanura mas nisin chasura mechasra. Our Mishnah is mixing a piece. Vachik tani. So it said. But nechel b'chipozen, it's eaten in haste. Belayla echad in one night. V'chimutze kol hayom, and the chametz all day. U'pesach doyreis, and the pesach for the generations. Chimutze noheg kol shiva, that the chametz, the prohibition against chametz, applies as a cost, is conducts itself for the entire 7 days. The Pesach Mitzrayim ksiv, because with regards to the Pesach in Egypt is written Nishmeshit Gimel velo yeochel chametz hayom atem yetzim, that you shouldn't eat chametz today, or even though it says hayom atem yetzim, today you're going out, kribei, you should read it, lo yochel chametz hayom shatim yetzim b'levad, that you should not eat chametz only the day that you're going out alone, which is the day of the 15th. Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamaiti, I heard, shetmuras ha-pesach krevet, that once if you exchange the korban pesach for another sheep, so then would sacrifice. And also he heard utmuras pesach in a kriva, that when you exchange the korban pesach for another sheep, that you did not sacrifice. And the farish, and I cannot understand which are you sacrificing and which you're not. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, ani afarish. Rabbi Akiva said, I will explain this. Ha-pesach shenimtza koydum shechitas ha-pesach, if the korban pesach got lost, so then he went and he separated the new sheep for the Korban Pesach. Then you found the first Korban Pesach before the second one was slaughtered. So then you have two Korbanos. And he didn't slaughter the first one, the original one, but the second one. So therefore, the first Korban Pesach he pushed away by himself. So then, that Korban Pesach, you can no longer be makriz, even for ashlamim, just to eat the meat, but because, and what happens is, yirachi yistayiv, that you let it pasture until it gets a blemish, v'yimker, and then you will sell it, v'yikach b'dom of shlamim, and then you'll buy for the money, you'll buy shlamim. V'chein t'murasoy, and also, the same thing is true, if you exchange the Korban Pesach, you change the Korban Pesach after you shechted it, after you shechted the second one, and you went and exchanged the first one for an animal of a chulin. So then the animal of chulin, the weekly animal, should pasture until it gets a blemish, and then you sell her and you buy for the money, you buy a shlamim. Achar shechitas haPesach. But if the first carbon Pesach was found after you already shechted the second carbon Pesach, cut of shlamim, then you can sacrifice with a shlamim. V'chein t'morosei. And likewise, the din would be that if you exchanged the original carbon Pesach on an animal of chulin, on an ordinary animal, so then you can take that exchanged animal and bring it as a shlamim. Says the Bartanura that Rabbi Shua said that I heard from him, Marabaisa, from my teachers. So he heard that Shetmuras HaPesach Kreva, first he heard that the exchange of the Pesach you can sacrifice. What does it mean? Shlomim. Achara Pesach, after you've done the Pesach, you can use that as a Korm Shlomim. But then I also heard he said Utmuras HaPesach Eina Kreva. So v'yesh tmuras Pesach, there is an exchange of the korban Pesach she'ena kareva, that you cannot bring her he atzma shlamim, you can't bring her herself as a shlamim. Elotira ad she'tipel b'mum v'timacher. But what you got to do with the one you can bring a shlamim, you wait until it pastures, until it gets a blemish, and then you can sell it. And then with the money of the that you get for the animal that has the blemish, you will buy a shlamim, the moiser haPesach kor of shlamim, because what's left over from the Pesach is brought as a shlamim, so that you can do. But he says ve'eini lefarish, and I can't explain it. So in other words, shachachti, I forgot, says Rabbi Yeshua, al ezu shemaiti tekarif, on which one did I hear that you can, what case do I hear that you can be sacrificed? Val ezu tirat shetistayv, and for which case do you have to let the animal pasture until it gets the blemish, and then you can sell it, and just the money you can buy shalom. So Rabbi Akiva says, I will explain. He says, HaPesach, if you have a Pesach that was found before the shechting of the Pesach, so the Bartanura, Pesach Shovat, if he has a carbon Pesach that he separated, v'hifrish achar tachtov, and then he separated to replace that another carbon Pesach, v'nimtzo Pesach rishayin, and then you find the first carbon koidem shchitas hasheni, before you were able to before you shechted the second one. So that the first one was standing him at the time that he was shechting. The same Pesach. So the time of shechita set up that the carbon is the one that he's shechting. The time of shechita, same Pesach. And the one who didn't bring it, he pushed it away now because he's bringing the second one. So that's why you cannot bring him himself as a shlamim, and therefore we say that animal, the second, the original korban Pesach, has to be let to pasture ad she yistayiv. What means ad she yistayiv? Says the Bartanura, she yipul by mum, until it will become disqualified from a korban because it will have a blemish. Shelo yehiru the korban, he won't no longer feel fit for a korban. And then what you do is you sell it and you buy in its place, from the money you buy a shlamim. And the same thing would be v'chein t'murosei. V'chein t'murosei, also the same thing would be with a an exchange, that if that korban Pesach was exchanged after he pushed it away from being korban Pesach, and he exchanged it. If he exchanges behemoth chulin acharken, after that he found it and he pushed it away, he exchanged it for a korban for another carbon, you still cannot use the other carbon, but the other carbon should be pasturing until it gets the blemish, and then you buy from the money, you'll buy a shlamim later on. However, if achar shechitas ha-pesach, which means l'achar ha-pesach, if they found the other carbon, the original one, after he's already shechted the second one, Kolemer says the Bartanura, l'achar ha-pesach, v'im l'achar shechitas ha-sheni, if after the slaughtering of the second carbon pesach, nimtzo, that is when you found the second carbon pesach, I mean the original carbon pesach, hare loy kavosei shas shechita b'shem pesach. So the time of shechita did not set it up by the name pesach, and v'lenit chavidaim. So it never got the name to be pushed away because it wasn't there. V'yikarevu atzmi shlamim, then you can bring himself a shlamim. Mashenkin, in the first case where you found the carbon in the beginning, it's the time of shechita sets it up that it's called a pesach, and then you don't use it. So a pesach that's not used cannot be used for a shlamim. V'chintim urasoy, and in the same, in the second case when the you found it after the shechita, and you would you exchange it for another one, the other one can be brought as a shlamim itself. Chaint Murasi says the Bartanura, who adin the motzi Rav Yeshua lemisni bePesach atzmei. The same thing that Rav Yeshua could have learned, instead of Rav Yeshua saying by exchange, he could have learned the Pesach itself. Yesh Pesach Korev, something you can bring the Pesach. Yesh Pesach Sheina Korev, that's not a sacrifice. But we don't need to tell you about. We don't need to talk specifically about Tumura. We can just talk about the carbon itself. Mishnah Zayin. Hamafrish nekeva lepischei. One who separates a sheep, a female, for his carbon Pesach. Oizocher ben shtei shonim. Or he separated a sheep, which is a male, but it was 2 years old. Yira ache yistayif. Then it should pasture until it becomes a blemish, it gets a blemish, v'yimacha, and then he should be this should be sold, v'yipludamov l'nedava, and then the money that you will place into the box which was in the Beis Hamikdash, you buy it, you put into the box in which you buy the oilus of nedava, the sacrifices of the gifts. Hamafrish pischoi, one who separated his carbon pesach, umes, and then he dies, lo yivienu b'nei achav v'shem pesach, then his son should not bring it for a carbon pesach, elu l'shem shlomim, but for a carbon shlomim. Says the Bar Tanur, v'yiplu damov l'nedova, if one who separated the wrong kind of carbon for a pesach, like the nekeva or a male of 2 years old, so then he should pasture until it gets blemished, and then the money goes for nedava. Yipul davul nedava, says the Bartanura, noisnin oise hamoes, you give that money l'teva shebe mikdash, to the box that collects the money that was in the mikdash, umakrivim mehen oilus nedava, and you bring from this the oilus which are a gift. What happens if he separated the and his carbon pesach and he dies, so his son says lo yivienu b'nachal l'shem pesach, his son should not bring it for the purpose of a pesach. Says the Bartanura, d'havel le pesach shemesu ba'olah, because that is a pesach whose owners died. Ve'en kan minuyin, we don't have anybody counted for that carbon pesach. Mishnah Ches, a pesach shenis arev biz vochim, a pesach sacrifice that got mixed in with other carbonis. Say there were three sheep, one of them a carbon pesach, and one of them a carbon asham, and one of them an oila, and they got mixed up. Kulam yiru achi yistavu, so they all should pasture until they get a blemish. The yimachru, and then they should be sold. And if they didn't have, they weren't all worth the same amount. But let's say one of them was worth $100, and the other ones and one of the $200, and one $300, he doesn't know which one. V'yofe b'dmeha yofe shebehem min zeh, so he should bring for the money that the best one of them cost, which is 300, he should bring an oila. because perhaps the oila was the one that cost 300. Ubidmeha yofesh shobahen miminza, and for the money of the best of them, which is again, which is $300, he should bring an ashram, because maybe the ashram was the one that was valued $300. And the Korban Pesach, you should also take and pay for it for $300, because maybe the Korban Pesach was $300. So the extra $300 he loses of his own. But before he sells, he should take $900 from his own money, and he should say that the carbon osham, that should be exchanged for $300, and the carbon oiler should also be exchanged for $300. The carbon pesach should be exchanged for $300, and from the sold money, so he takes back $6, and what he sells it, and $300 remains for the karbonis, Nisarev ba bechiris. If the korban pesach gets mixed up with other oxen which are firstborn, Rav Shimon Amar, Rav Shimon says, im chaburas koyanim, if the company, the group that is being counted on the Korban Pesach are Kohanim Yechlu, so they should eat all of the sheep at the night time while they're roasted as the Korban Pesach. And then you should say whichever is a Pesach should be a Pesach, and whichever is Bechor, then he should be sacrificed as a Bechor. Says the Bar Tanura, HaPesach Shenis'are Bizvachet, there were three sheep, echad shel pesach, one belonged to the korban pesach, ve'echad shel osham, one was a korban osham, ve'echad shel oila, and one was from a korban oila, shenisar, they all got mixed up, kulon yiru ad sheyistavu, they should all pasture until they become unfit for a korban, because they have a mom, a mum, and then v'yimkeru, and you sell them, the yavid me hayofesh bahem miminzeh, with me hayofesh bahem miminzeh, the yavs the misur in basis. What does this mean? The yavid me hayofesh bahem oila. And with the money that he gets for the best one of these animals that he has, for the sheep that he has, for the best animal, so whatever he gets for the best animal, he buys an oila. Because the shema yofesh ben oila, if it was an oila, he has to give the equivalent. Obedme hayofesh ben osham, he also has to give the best one. He has to give the osham because the shema yofa osham hoya, because maybe the best one was the osham. Obedme hayofesh ben pesach, and the best one is pesach. And you can bring a korban pesach im koydma pesach nistavu kulam. If they all have already become blemished before Pesach, then you can bring a Korban Pesach. So then each one will have to get for the amount of money as the most expensive one, because we don't know which one the most expensive one, whether it was the Oila, the Osham, or it was the Korban Pesach. However, v'im la'achar ha-Pesach nistavu, and if they're going to become with the blemish after Pesach, so you can bring the Korban Pesach, then yovion l'shlamim. Then you're going to bring it for a shlomim, the shema yofa pesach hoya, because the best one might have been the pesach, so you should spend that for the pesach or for the shlomim. So the moiser shetzarich lahosif al habeis, and that extra that he needs to add over the two, because he's giving all for all three of them, he's giving the $300. He's giving the extra one for each one of them. That until they come to the best one, then yafsid mishaloi, then that he has to lose from his own. So he ends up losing the extra money because he has to make all three karbonis like the best. So when before there was only one best and the other two were less money, but now he has to give all three like the most expensive. V'ketzad oisa, how does he do it? Im hayofa shebehem shove sela, if the best one was worth a sela, maybe gimu sloim mebeisoy. So he brings three sloim from his house. Venoit la sela ha'echod, he takes the one sela of Omer, and he says, kol mokim shehi ha'oila, wherever the oila is, harei mucholela sal sela zeh, it should be resting on the sela. He's exchanging that sela for that oila. V'yavim men oila, and he brings an oila on that. Venoit el ha'sela, he takes that sela hasheni, the second sela, v'omer kol mokim shehu oshem, anywhere there's an oshem, harei mucholela sal zeh, then it should be resting on the sela. V'yavim boi oshem, he should bring an oshem. V'chein, and likewise, l'shlomim, I guess if it's after Pesach, if it's before Pesach, it'll be Korban Pesach. Nisarev ha-Pesach be-Bechodes. What happens in the case where the Korban Pesach got mixed up with the firstborns? Shamatan dama v'dama Pesach shavi. The blood that you give for the Bechodes and the blood of the Pesach is equal. So it's not really a problem. So in that case, Rav Shimon Eimer, im chaburus kohanim yechelu. If their group of kohanim that's there, they kulam by belayla, they should all eat that night. Shabuchoyr nechal la kohanim, because the buchoyr is eaten by the kohanim. V'yikra pesach l'shem pesach b'kol makom shu. So the pesach is sacrificed. That this should be for a pesach wherever it is. Or b'buchoyr is l'shem b'buchoyr is, and the b'buchoyr is for the name of b'buchoyr is b'kol makom shehem, wherever they are. Even though they're diminishing the time that you can eat the b'chayr, shabchayr nechal beizyom v'layla echad, can eat it for two nights and one day. V'achshav einoch noise elat chatzoyis, and now you can only eat to chatzoyis because man haPesach has the time of the Pesach. V'nimtzu mevim kochim lebeis apsul. It turns out that they're going to bring kochim to the beis apsul to be pasul. Rabbi Shimon Sovar sheichayim lavi kochim lebeis apsul. Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to bring kochim lebeis apsul. The Rabbanon pligalei, the Rabbanon disagree. And that's what Rav Shimon says. The Chaburus Kohen Mechel. Rabbanon disagree. V'amri, they say Yiru Kulam. They should all feed. They should all pasture. Achi Yistavu till they become unfit. V'yavi Mois, and then he has to bring money. V'dmei Kidmei Ayof V'shabem, with the money of the best. Kidamrinon. B'Pesach Shenisar V'Bizvachem. Just like we say with the Pesach that is mixed in. With the Zvachim, same thing would apply by the Bechodes, because he doesn't hold that you can have the time of the Bechodes diminished. Ve'in aloche k'rav Shimon, aloche is not like Rav Shimon, and you will not eat the Bechodes then, but you'll have to exchange it and buy for the money the better Korbanos. Mishnah Tes, Chaburosh of Pisra, a group of people whose Korban Pesach was lost. Vamra la'acher, so the group says to Vamra la'acher, says to one of them, say ubakish, go and find the Korban Pesach, and when you find them, ushchayt aleinu, so then you should shecht for us. V'alachomotzi v'shachat, and then he went and found and he slaughtered it for the group as they requested him. V'em lochu v'shachtu, but in the meantime they took another Korban Pesach and they shechted it for themselves. If his Korban Pesach was shechted first, slaughtered first before them, so then is who eichel mishaloi? He eats from his. And eichlin imoi mishaloi, and they eat from his Korban Pesach, and they eat with him from his Korban Pesach. But im shalahen nishchat rishen. And if their Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, they eat from their Korban Pesach, and who eichel mishalay, and he eats from his Korban Pesach. V'imeinu yidua, and if it's not known, ezem nishchat rishon, which one was slaughtered first, or sheshachtu shneim kiyachad, or you knew that they were both at the same time, who eichel mishalay, he eats from his Korban Pesach, v'heim einam eichlim imay, and they do not eat with him, because maybe theirs were shachten first, and the suffix, so they can't eat with us. V'shalam yezu b'seh sreifa, and theirs goes to be burnt. U'pturim alas pesach sheni, and they are exempt from making a second Korban Pesach in the second Pesach. Amar lahen, If the one who went searching for the Korban Pesach said to the group, "Imecharti, if I will delay to shachtu lai, so you should go take another Korban Pesach and count me in on it, and so that I will be included," and they said, and they did not say to him that if he's going to find, they will be counting with him. So halach umotza v'shachat, and then he went and he found, and he shachted v'hem lokhu v'shachtu, and before he came, they bought another korban pesach and they shachted it, and they included him. So im shalahem nishchat rishon, if their korban pesach was shachted first, hem echdim shalahem, so they eat from their korban v'hu echli moim, and he eats with them. Then you burn his carbon. V'im shalloi nishchat rishon, and if his carbon pesach was slaughtered first, hu eichel mishalloi, then he eats from his carbon pesach. V'hein eichel mishalahen, and they eat from their carbon pesach. V'im ein yedua, and if it's not known, ezim ham nishchat rishon, which one was slaughtered first, oish shachtu shneim kiachot, or they shechted both of them together at the same time. Heim oichlin mishalahem. They eat of their carbon. V'hu ein oichel imahem. He does not eat with them from their carbon pesach. V'shelo yeitzel beis asreifen. His carbon pesach goes out to be burnt. V'pastur melasi pesach sheni. And he doesn't have to make another carbon in the pesach sheni in the month of year. Amar lahem, if he says to them, if I will delay with coming back, and please count me in your Korban Pesach, and they said to him that if you find the Korban Pesach, you should shecht it for us also, so all of them will eat from the Korban Pesach which was slaughtered first. And if they don't know, which one of them nishchat rishon was slaughtered first, they both have to be burnt, and they don't have to make another korban pesach pesach sheni. If he didn't tell them, and they didn't say to him, they have no arguments and complaint one to another, and we don't have to know which was slaughtered first. Nor, but each one eats their Korban Pesach, he eats his Korban Pesach, and they eat their Korban Pesach. The Bar Tanura, so the we're talking about a group that lost the Korban Pesach. So if they said to one of the people, Tzei Ubakish, go and find it, Ushchot Aleinu. Tzei Ubakish, says the Bar Tanura, Esau, the one that was lost, Ushchot Aleinu, and then shecht it for our purposes. For us, so we'll be including it. And then he goes and he finds it in the Yachzir Shachat, and he shechted it for them. But in the meantime, they went, they didn't wait for him to come back, so they went and they shechted their own. So we say like this, Im shaloi nishchat rishon, if his, the one that they sent, his, and he found it, was shechted first, so then we say, Hoyil v'heim amruloi, since they told him, that he should shecht for them also. So al shalohem nimnim. So they were counted on his, and therefore vishalhem yisarif, and there should be burned the pesach b'le bailimhu, because that is a carbon pesach without owners. V'eichlon kulam shaloi. They all eat of his. However, v'im shalohem nishchat rishon. But if theirs were shachten first, so forth. So the Bar Tanura, who eichel mishaloi, then he will eat his. Shahare loi nimna al shalahem. He wasn't counted on theirs, but vehein eichel mishalahem. They can eat their. They eat theirs. Shahare chazru bahen min ha'avud, because they retracted from the one that was lost, because they went and chose another carbon. And they pulled their hands from it. They retracted. They no longer want to be in that carbon pesach. So he eats his, and they eat theirs. But if it's not known which one was shechted first, or they actually shechted together, so he can eat from his. But v'heim einam eichlim imay. But they cannot eat with him, because shemo shalahem nishchet rishon. Because if they were shechten first, maybe they were shechten first, and they have withdrawn their hands from the one, original one, so they can't eat it. So b'shalahem yoytze lebeis hasreifa. So therefore, theirs cannot be eaten, and it goes out to the beis hasreifa, because shema shaloi nishchat rishen. Because if his was shechted first, and then beinanim nalasheni. And then they wouldn't be counted on the second one, so they can't really eat it. However, they're still going to be Peturim Alasis Pesach Sheni, or Peturim Pesach Sheni, they'll be exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. The one of Shech, because either way, Be'echad Nimnu, they were counted on one, either on his or on theirs. And the fact they can't eat it, that doesn't prevent them, so they don't have to make a Pesach Sheni. What happens, Omar Lahan, if he says to them, that individual, Shahalach Levakish is Ovid, which is going to look for the lost Korban Pesach, he says, Im acharti, if I'm going to delay it, Tamnuni imochem b'shach tolai. So then, count me in with you and shecht for me too. But Behem says, the Batanura, Le'omru lo'y shechot aleinu. They did not tell him, so he is definitely not shechting for them, but he wants the group to shecht for him. And then he went and he found. What he was looking for, the individual, and he shechted, and they found. They went and bought it and they shechted. So then, like this, im shalahem nishchat rishon, if theirs were shechted first, says the Braisa, so they will eat theirs. And but who oichel imohim? But then he will eat with theirs, and his own will have to be burnt. Who oichel imohim? And his v'shelo yisoref, and his will be burnt. So about tenura kivon shehimnu al shalahem, since they had counted him in on theirs, and he told them to do so. So harinir shechem narishin. So then he withdrew from the first one. And he retracted from his shlichus because they already shechted for him. But his, the ones, the shliachs, his cannot be eaten because shaloi yitz lebeis hasreifa. His get burnt, and the reason is because shema shalahem nishchat rishon, because maybe theirs were shechten first, v'nimshech mishaloi, and he is already withdrawn from his own, sha'arei osam shlucha, because he made him the shliach. Upturim mipesach sheni, v'shabei potur mipesach sheni, because we're talking about the individual here, the yachid, the m'man of she'nevshach b'rish she'nimna, and the either way, he was also counted on the first one, v'achil alem akeves. And the fact that he didn't eat, that doesn't stop anything. But what happens, Omar Lohen, he says to them, Shachtu alai imacharti. He's asking them to shecht him if he's delayed. And they say to him, Bakar shechet aleinu, and you shecht for us, yechlu kulam min harishen. They should all eat from the first, whatever shechtin first. Tuhu shlucham vehem shlucham. He is their shliach for them, and they are shliach for him. So the first one, that is the Korban Pesach. Im ein yedua eize rishin, shnei yisrafu. If it's not known which was the first one, they both should be burnt. U pturim Pesach sheni, they're exempt from Pesach sheni, because they, manoshach, they were yetze, but without eating, and that's fine. What happens, they didn't say to each other, they didn't make them a shliach. They make each other shluchim. So then we say, "Einan achroim zel azeh, ein lahem taina zeh al zeh." There is no argument one for the other. Ein choishishin eizeh rishen. We don't worry who is first. Alu eichel mishaloi ve'ein eichel mishalahem. He eats of his, and they eat from theirs. Mishnei yud shnei chaburis nisar b'pischeihem two groups that their Korban Pesach got mixed up. So you don't know which Korban Pesach belongs to which group, and what each group, though you don't know which one. Eilu Moshechim Lom Echad, this group include in their groups. So one second. So Eilu Moshechim Lom Echad, so one group takes one sheep to them. Eilu Moshechim Lom Echad, and the other group takes one sheep to them. Echad me Eilu, one person of the one group, Bola Eitzel Eilu, comes to the group of this one. Echad me Eilu, and one person from the other group, Bolo Eitzel Eilu, comes to the other group. Bekachem Emrim, and this is what they say to the person which came to their group. Im Shalanu HaPesach Hazeh, if this Korban Pesach is ours, Yedechos Meshuches Mishaloch, so then your hand should be taken away from your Korban Pesach, V'timna V'nimnas Al Shalanu, and now you're being counted for our Korban Pesach. V'im Shalcho HaPesach Hazeh, and if this Korban Pesach is yours, Yadeinu Meshuches Mishalanu, then our hands are removed from our Korban Pesach, V'nimnino Al Shalach, and now we're being counted on your Korban Pesach. And the other group says same thing to the one that came to them. V'chein Chomesh Chaburis, and same thing would be with five different groups, Shal Chamisha Chamisha, that in every group there is five people, or V'shal Asora Asora, or in every group is 10 people, and their Pesachs got mixed up, so every group takes one Korban Pesach to itself. Moishchin lam echad mekol chabura v'chabura, and every group pulls to them, takes to them one person from the other groups. And so they say, so each group says to the person, to the other one. So that is the people from one group say to one of them, if the Korban Pesach is yours. Now, so there's four saying to the fifth, because one of each company went to the other one. So they say to him, if the Korban Pesach is yours, then all four of us are separated from all the other four kabanas that are ours, and we're going to be part with yours. And the one that is with them, with the other three, say the same thing to one, and then to the other one, until they say so to all the people in their group. And so all the groups do. So the Bar Tanura, that if two groups that the Pesachs, the Korban Pesachs have been mixed up, so Eilu Moshchim Lahan Echad, these pull one min HaPesachim, one of the Pesachs, Ve'Eilu Moshchim Lahan Echad, and these one pull one of the Pesach. So, which means that Echad Mibnei Chaburazu, one from this group, Bala Eitzel Bnei Chaburazu, comes to the people of the other group. Ve'Echad Mizu, and one from this group, Bala Eitzel Zu, comes to the other group. And so they say to the individual who came to them, Im Shalonu Hu, if ours is this Pesach that that we just pulled to ourselves, so then Oysa Pesach Shemashach Neleinu, that we just pulled, draw to us, Yafe Berarnu as Shalonu, then we have chosen ours properly. Imosh Yotcha Mishaloch, so you withdraw your hands from your carbon, Bitimone imonu al shalonu, and once you count with yourself on ours. But the imshul chahu pesach ze, but if this is really yours, you're part of them, hare ato olav, so you're here. V'yaduinu meshuches mishalonu, so ours is withdrawn from our, from the other one. V'yehei libnei chabura ha'acheres, that should be for the people of the other group. And we are counting on yours. So it turns out, if they exchange, this is not theirs. So all this group has withdrawn Mishalahem, and they all counted on the one that they did choose now. And same thing, say the
other group, liyachid abayetzlam, to the individual that came to them. Valkarchom tzarech echad me'elu lovei etzel elu. We have to have it that one of these should come to the other one, v'limneis imam, and to be counted with them. V'layam rinon yimshechu elu mishalahem. We don't say, let these people, without having a person coming to them, let these people of this group withdraw from theirs, become akim shahu, wherever it is, they should say, okay, we no longer belong to our carbon, ve'elu mishalahem, and these should withdraw from theirs, ve'yachzur ve'yimnu, elu alechod, ve'elu alechod, and then they should go ahead and recount on the one that they're pulling now, these and this one, and the other one and the other one. So we can't just do that. Because we say in the Braise, brought down the Gemara, that you are prohibited to remove yourself, the entire group, from the Pesach, until to leave without any owners. So maybe they made a mistake. That this way they're going to be removing. And they want to withdraw from the Pesach with the Monas al Achar and to be counted in the other one. And when they say that our hands are withdrawn from ours, immediately it's left without owners. But also it's prohibited. But now, if one of the other group comes to the other group, if one from one group comes to the other one, so either way, there is no Pesach without owners. If when they chose the properly, so they have, so then the entire group is upon him. Besides this one individual who separated himself from the other group, and now so we have, besides the one that originally was by them and he went over to the other group, so he separated and he withdrew. And what happens if they has made exchange, so they got the wrong carbon? So then one of them went with the Pesach, so one of their group is there. And when these four that were left over, there was five, if they withdrew, when they withdrew their hands from Nishar, who all of he remained on the carbon. So the same thing would be true with five groups of five. Bnei Odom, of people, Shenis Arvu, Pischehem, groups of people that their Pesach has been mixed up. Kol Chabura v'Chabura Meshchim Lahem Echad Min HaPsachim. So every one of the group brings one of the Korban Pesach to them. So Chamisha Anoshim Shebechol Chabura, five people that are in each group, v'chabura, so b'chol chabura v'chabura, that's in each group, mishalkim l'psei psochim. So they all divide into the five psei psochim. She'im ichlifu, because so if they ended up with the wrong one, lo yehekam pesach, there should not be a pesach, shein echad mibol v'ra shein molov, that one of the previous owners should not be here. So there's always, each carbon pesach has one, at least one owner. V'chein heim emrim. So they say. And what do they say? Say the Bartanuna. K'shenasu ato ha-chaburas ha-chadoshim. Now that they became the new groups. Emrim ha-dalad le'echad. So then the four say to one. Im shalcho pesach ze, if this is yours, hari yideh arbaten musulokis. Medala pischaseinu. So then our four hands are withdrawn from our four psachim, because all the psachim, chamak Hashem, wherever they are, we go with you. V'chein hu, so then he, this first person, the gimel, and three of the others, they say to the second person. V'chein hadalet l'chol echad shebechabur. Also, all four of them say it to the each one of the group. So they went through the v'chol chabur v'chabur akein, and each group and group does the same thing. Mishnah Yudalef, Shnayim Shinis Arvu Pischeim, two people, say Reuven and Shimon, that their carbon Pesach became mixed up. Zem Meshach Le'echod. So Reuven takes one carbon Pesach, Zem Meshach Le'echod, and then Shimon takes the other carbon Pesach. Ze memane imoy echad min hashuk. Reuven brings in one from the street. He brings in Levi. Ze memane imoy echad min hashuk. And Shimon brings in somebody from the street. Say Yehuda. Ze bo eitzel ze. So Reuven comes to the Korban Pesach that Shimon took. Ze bo eitzel ze. And Shimon comes to the Korban Pesach that Reuven took. Kachem emrim. And so they say. So Reuven says to Yehuda, "Im shaliu pesach ze, if the carbon pesach that Shimon took is mine, yadacha meshuchot b'shalach. So then your hands should be removed from your carbon pesach that you counted with Shimon, v'nim nesal shali, and you should be counted now with me under my carbon pesach. V'im shalachu pesach ze, and if this carbon pesach is yours, then the Shimon." Chose properly. So my hands are removed from my Korban Pesach, and should be counted on your Korban Pesach. And this is also what this is what Shimon says to Levi. The Bartanur Shnayim Shemisar Bischeim says about Reuven and Shimon Shemisar Bischeim. Reuven and Shimon, whose Korban Pesach were mixed up, Reuven Meshich Loi. Echad, Reuven draws one to him. Shimon Meshach Le'echad takes one carbon pesach to him. Reuven Hoylech, Reuven goes, U'memane ima echad min hashuk, and he points with him one of the street. V'aymer, and he says, Kol mokim shu pesach sheli, wherever my pesach is, hari'ato nimna alav, then you are counted on it. V'ruven bo'loi eitzel pesach shemosach loi Shimon. And Reuven comes to the Pesach that Shimon chose for himself. Shimon bala itzel Pesach shemoshech leRuven. Shimon comes to the Pesach that Reuven has chosen. V'kachem leRuven leYehuda, and so says Reuven to Yehuda, Hanishla Pesach shemoshech leShimon, who remained on the Pesach that Shimon has withdrawn from. Im shelcho Pesach ze, if yours is this Pesach, which means sheyafe birer leShimon tchila. That Shimon did initially chose properly. Yeah, so then my hands are withdrawn from my original and I'm going to be counted with you. I'll say on this one. And this one is mine. And I didn't choose initially right. This is not the Pesach that you had originally counted with Shimon. So then your hands are removed from yours, and then you be counted with me on this one. And this, for this purpose, it was necessary to bring into account somebody from the market, from the outside. If he's going to make the condition while they're individual, say, if shalihu Pesach, we did okay in that case. And if not, then I'm going to remove myself from mine and be counted and used. It turns out that when he's withdrawing from his, so he's leaving his Pesach without any owners, because nobody has yet been counted. And this we can't say. So why doesn't he first become partners in the other ones before he removes himself? Because you can't count on two psachim at the same time. That's not his counting.